The Lenten Devotional for Sunday, March 12, 2017, was written by Dr. Scott Hagley, Assistant Professor of Missiology at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional was based on Mark, the 3rd chapter, the 31st through the 4th chapter, 9th verse. There is always hope. Hope in death, it brands these bonds, refines the rest. From these days are numbered by the head and the heart. Our gospel text for today narrates the death of a preferred image of Jesus. Mark the 3rd chapter in the 31st verse begins in the middle of a cluster of stories held together by Jesus' return home in the 3rd chapter in 19th verse. After teaching, drawing crowds, and performing miraculous signs, Jesus returns home and his family, certain that Jesus has gone crazy, attempts to restrain him. At the same time, the scribes accuse him of demonic dealings. After telling the scribes that a house divided against itself cannot stand, Mark turns the story back to Jesus' family, where Jesus indirectly addresses their concerns by redefining kinship. Mark narrates an enigma. Jesus refuses to be defined by the images that skeptics, the scribes, and the faithful, the family, have for him. In his mercy towards us, he is wholly his own. We, therefore, can receive and respond to him, but we cannot construct or contain him. May we hear, see, and receive Jesus in unexpected ways this day. Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquity, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Bless the Lord, O my soul.